So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So let's just talk about the credit card issue right now. I know some trainers out there, some coaches, they're on stage and they say things like, you should go to the back of the room, you should phone up your credit card company, you should extend your credit card limit. When they've done that, come back, sign up and pay for my £10,000 course. Is this a good idea or is it financial suicide? It's pretty much financial suicide. You're using bad debt to invest in hope. And I think that's a terrible strategy. First of all, we don't invest in hope, we invest in a strategy. And you could say, well, I'm investing in a strategy, but it's an untested strategy. A strategy should be something that you know absolutely fundamentally works. And you could say, well, it does work because they're doing it. First of all, have you got absolute proof of that? Second of all, they're not you and you're not them. So when you're coming to do this, you don't know that this strategy is actually going to work for you. I mean, I could give you the step-by-step strategy to grow multi-million pound businesses and only 5% of people would actually implement it, do it. It's hard work. Multi-million pound properties, I should say. It's really hard work. And we know that most people, they're not cut out for it. That's one of the reasons why our training courses are such low price, because we want to make sure that before they take the next step, they actually have gone through the training, they've actually implemented it and done all the bits that are in the training rather than just got to module one and then they've quit because it's too hard. And actually, our coaching fees are in the thousands of pounds now, and we only take on clients once they've actually done a couple of deals. We don't want people who are coming on fresh off a training course and then buying coaching. We used to do that. And what we found was that those people couldn't do the bloody work. They couldn't do what was necessary to get the results. And they're just looking for the next thing to try and get them through. And it's not an external thing that will help them. It's an internal thing, which is about being in enough pain to go out and get the deals done. I know that when my back was against the wall, that's when I really came out battling and getting all my deals done, because I was in a desperate situation, needed to get it done. And we know that, you know, for some people, that's exactly what they should do. Now, not everybody's like that, but I just know that I was like that. But I see people and they've got no space left on the credit cards. They're struggling with their monthly payments each month. And then they're about to spend another £5,000 on yet another training course, because they've been told that this next training course is the one. It's the thing that's going to help them get financial freedom, and it's complete and utter rubbish. The thing that will get your financial freedom is having a plan, working against that plan, putting in the effort, the work, having focus and determination to make sure that you're absolutely going to do the work. And then when you get the obstacles, because you're going to get obstacles, overcoming them. Just because you have a coach doesn't mean you don't have obstacles. Heck, you might even have bigger obstacles that the coach helps you through. But you shouldn't be investing in education. And that word investing isn't even the right word. You shouldn't be using bad debt, such as credit cards. And they're not credit cards, they're debt cards. Let's put this into, you know, proper context here. They are not credit cards. You're not in good credit. You're putting yourself into debt on the hope that the training course at £5,000 or £10,000 or coaching at £5,000 or £10,000 is actually going to get you through it. And I know that when you're growing a big business and you've got that money available, you've got that money available because you've done all the small bits and you're just ready for that next step. Because there's a few things that are missing, like being organized and planning and goal setting and all the other stuff that the people at the start kind of ignore because they don't think it's important. They just want to get going and drop leaflets and negotiate with people. And it's crazy. Paying money from a credit card is no guarantee into an educational or training company. There's zero guarantee that you're going to get that money back. Okay. And I would say, don't put your money into that unless you've got it available to spend and it's not a problem and you've already done a couple of deals, but you want to accelerate what you're already doing. If you're fresh, if you're new, if you're a fresh fish, to use the word out of Shawshank Redemption, fresh fish, you know, for the newbies who go into prison. If you're fresh at this, you shouldn't be spending thousands of pounds on anything. Pay for property sourcing training. Pay the rapid course creation training. It's £27. Pay £100 here, £100 there. Read all the books, download the podcast, watch as many videos as you can. Get all that stuff done first and then go out and get your first deal. Don't go out and spend the money on 10 grand on a training course. Spend that money, find your first deal. It's not the educational company that's going to make you successful, it's you. And if you can't do the basics, you ain't going to do the advanced stuff. So read, podcast, buy the small training courses, and then when you actually go and implement them, get them some results, at that point, when you've got a couple of deals under your belt, then you can go on to the bigger stuff, but you still shouldn't be using credit cards or debt cards to buy that training. Hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.